Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
you. Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
What's going on?
All right, we are finishing doom scrolling, my man. So, Jack Daniels, you're familiar with the brand?
I am sure I am.
What about Bad Spaniels?
No.
You know them? This company makes dog toys, right?
Okay.
Squeak toys, specifically. One of them that they make looks like a little Jack Daniels bottle, and it says Bad Spaniels on it, right? And Jack Daniels, apparently not real excited about this dog toy. They think it could be misleading.
Okay.
So there's been some back and forth. And you would think, like, well, this isn't exactly a case for the Supreme Court, but just so happens that it is a case for the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court has been hearing about Jack Daniels versus Bad Spaniels and what this will say about trademark infringement versus the rights to free speech. In my mind, I know there's parody laws,
right,
and that we see stuff, products even parodied all the time. I just thought that was like a thing. I don't know anything about how those laws work.
I don't know, and I'm not a lawyer either, but I have heard some of the business that I've done is that if you parody it, it can't lead someone of normal intelligence to believe that it's the same company or the same product,
right,
or they're trying to sell the same thing.
Right. That it's obvious.
But I don't know exactly
person.
How that works, because I've always thought that and heard that in any sort of training I've done, but then how did the World Wrestling Federation have to change to the world, or from the World Wildlife Entertainment? Clearly, to me, You would know those things aren't the same. An average intelligent person wouldn't think these are the same things.
Maybe just because they both said WWF.
But why?
I don't know. Yeah,
like
I
that
don't
would
know
be. I mean, and clearly that's a copyright infringement.
You can do things like as a joke, right? Like SNL can parody songs. They can parody movies.
As long as people would
actors.
Know that they're a joke,
right? And then for products, I assume that it kind of worked the same way. I would not think that this squeaky toy would mislead anyone into thinking it's a bottle of whiskey, but Jack Daniels disagrees.
From beer to whiskey, Jack Daniels has a date with the U.S. Supreme Court later today. Lawyers for the whiskey maker will argue that a dog toy company violated federal trademark law with a product that parodies the company's bottle. Now, Jack Daniels argues that the Bad Spaniels silly squeaker toy made by VIP Products could confuse consumers and damage its reputation. Now, depending on how the Supreme Court rules, the justices could end up stripping away some trademark protection. So we'll see how this all works out.
And here, I'll show you a picture of them. But besides the fact, setting aside that one's a squeaky toy, I've seen products like this a million times where it's obviously, you know, supposed to look like a Budweiser can or whatever it is.
Well,
but
Tommy
it says,
Hill Jesus t-shirts.
Sure, that kind of stuff.
Mountain
the
Jew.
Christian stuff, yeah. Now, apparently, though, so this went to court, you know, originally, it's gone back and forth. That's how it ended up at the Supreme Court. So you've had some courts that have said, yeah, we're with you, Jack Daniels. And others have said, no, you're allowed to do this parody. But I saw in this article that there are other companies that are supporting Jack Daniels in this, like big companies. Let's see, Nike, Campbell's Soup Company,
okay,
Levi's, American Apparel and Footwear Association. So there's several brands that must think this is an issue. And then I guess if the Supreme Court decides in favor of Jack Daniels, that would mean a lot of changes for all those little parodied toys.
Right, sure.
And I mean, it's a perfect example. I would not have been able to think of a better example off the top of my head than a dog squeaky toy. But that's exactly the kind of thing that I expect if I go into a PetSmart to see made sure. in the likeness, you know, to
somebody on the iconic. Text line said they have a maker's bark.
Okay.
Which and it makes complete
might,
sense.
Might even be the same company. I don't know. But no one is going to confuse that this squeaky toy is a bottle of whiskey. So I guess the question is, do they ask if someone might confuse whether or not Jack Daniel's made the squeaky toy? Because they're not confusing that it's whiskey.
No.
It doesn't look like whiskey. It's not a bottle. It's a rubber squeaky toy. So is it then just that they're worried that people think the brand is making it? I really don't know. But I think they're hearing that today. I tried to find some updates, and it was just them going back and forth. So I don't know if there's an answer or when we're going to get that answer. We talked earlier today about the World Baseball Classic.
We did.
Isn't that right? Yeah. The big story, I guess, was Mike Trout, right? That was
Shohei Ohtani.
That was the moment the two of them had to face off against each other. And, you know, I'm sure they're friends, right? I'm sure they got over. I'm sure they still.
Well, yeah, but I'm also sure.
They're competitive.
Yeah.
Very competitive.
I mean, you want to be the best in the world, right?
Yep.
And here you are with, you know, you got your country on the front of your jersey.
Yep.
And
it all comes down to this.
All comes down to this.
They couldn't have scripted it better, that's for sure. There's no way.
Trout's ready. 3-2. He struck him out! Ohtani strikes out Trout, and Japan's back on top of the baseball world.
Obviously, it didn't come out the way I wanted to. You know, I think as a baseball fan, I think everybody wanted to see it. He won round one. you can't take anything away from it. Just to be able to come out of the bullpen, you know, as a starter, and, you know, showtime. So hats off to them guys over there. Tough night for us, but we'll be back.
Yeah. All right, so there you go.
He's already said he wants to play in 2026.
Who?
Trout.
Oh, okay.
And a buddy of mine, Matt, texted me. We were asking earlier. It's every 4 years, but it got delayed a year because of COVID.
Okay, but
so that's why. So this should have been 2022.
But you said the next one's in
2026.
So they're just going to get back on schedule.
It's every 4 years, right? So it's just delayed a year because of COVID.
Okay. Did you watch the video last night or maybe this morning of Tekashi 6ix9ine getting beat up in the bathroom?
I did.
LA Fitness?
Yeah. First off, I thought he was dead.
It was a bad beating. He looked.
No,
bad.
I mean, I thought he was dead.
He was dead. You
literally
know, I saw other people
dead.
Saying that. I think people
were
confusing him with Extension or whatever.
Okay,
is that
that's
who
it.
Think
yes,
that, maybe?
Exactly. There are sixes in their names.
I know it is confusing, especially.
And they both do that kind of same kind of rap, right?
I don't. That part, I don't know how similar
Isn't
they are in style.
Rap, I feel like
I don't know. I don't know. But Tekashi is the one who worked with the feds, and you know, quote unquote, snitched or ratted on all those people. That was the big thing.
So now if you're a fed and you're a rat, you get beat up in the gym?
Well, that's the question.
I can see getting beat up in prison. But
who were these people at this LA
Fitness? That guy was big, man.
In Southern Florida.
That guy who pushed him down was big.
Yeah, and I mean, everyone was speculating that this had something to do with him, you know, working with police when he did in that case, that maybe these guys were somehow connected to that gang. I don't remember the name of that gang that he was a part of. Do you remember the name of Tekashi 6ix9ine's gang that he was a part of?
Oh, like Triple Blood, Blood or something.
Okay, yeah, something like that. I think that's the one. And some of those guys went to prison because
Juice
of his testimony.
WRLD died, right?
Juice WRLD died, yeah.
I guess
yeah.
I just assumed. And then I saw like there was a documentary on Juice WRLD and someone with six in their name, so I just assumed he was dead. Until I saw the video this morning, I was like, man, I thought that guy was dead.
Extension. How do you say that, Snowcone?
I think it's XXX Tentacion.
Tentacion. That's the guy who got killed in front of that four-wheeler place, right? Or the motorcycle place.
Okay, what about Triple WRLD Smile?
Never heard of him.
What happened to Juice WRLD? Was that drugs?
Yeah.
And then Lil Xan, I assume.
Right, sure.
Right. And then who was the white guy, Mac...
Mac Miller.
Miller, yeah, Mac Miller, and his.
I do like Mac Miller.
His was overdose too, right?
Yeah, you like Mac Miller?
I don't hate him. I don't know a ton about him. I've heard him on a few things. He seems fine. I know Julia wasn't she like a big fan of his? I think that's what she said. Well, anyway, this video is everywhere of Tekashi. That's what we're talking about now. Getting beat up in this bathroom at an LA Fitness. He does
wait,
as
it
he
is?
Stands
it's
up.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Is that his name?
That's not.
That's it.
Not Extinction.
Right.
Different people.
Yeah.
Got
so Tekashi 6ix9ine is the one who got beat up. As far as I know, he's still alive. He was alive, sounded like this morning. And I was surprised to see how well he was doing when he walked out of there because there's a guy coming up who's filming. He's like, hey, man, I'm a huge fan. I'm like, of all the times to come up and say, you know, maybe I can I get a picture
with
you. Where
were you earlier?
Right. You've been standing there like, well, why didn't you tell me? He's like, yeah, I appreciate it. He's running off. His face is just bloodied and black and blue.
A South Florida gym attack has landed a controversial rapper in a South Florida hospital right now. NBC News obtained a statement for the attorney for Tekashi 6ix9ine, saying in part he was attacked in the sauna part of a gym by four people who beat him up. Police in South Florida called. He was transported via ambulance to a local hospital. Now, he has sold more than 2 million records, but big news when he was granted early release from federal prison after cooperating with authorities to land several of his fellow gang members behind bars.
Now, I assume, is he down there for spring break? Was he performing?
I think he's from there.
Oh, that's where he's from?
I think he's from
yeah. Okay, okay. Because I saw there was a lot of stuff going on with spring break and Miami, and they were trying to do
what I remember about him is when he got arrested and then he was going to work with the feds and they released his bank account money.
Yeah,
and PewDiePie did the story on it. It was like, you only got $6 million in your bank account? And I thought that was really funny for a YouTuber to be like, dude.
We thought you were a little richer.
Right, I thought you had my kind of money. My apologies, which I thought was really funny of a way to take it, to think that that guy, who is so wildly popular, has nowhere near the amount of money as many YouTubers.
Yeah. I mean, and what did they say? He sold millions of records. I don't know. I don't remember how many millions they said. But I don't understand the – if you're working
But the
with
record
the feds,
company's got that money.
Yeah, somebody got it. Mm-hmm. But don't you lay low after that or, like, go into witness protection program or something?
He's in South Florida. I mean, you got to think, like, I'm from here. I'm not going to get beat up at the gym.
But it wasn't like his fellow gang members that he was, you know, getting in trouble, ratting on? I don't know, man. Look, by the way, if –
Well,
someone's
know, like,
gonna
what
take
are you
a
just
deal,
saying? Lay
you know?
Low. That means not go work out. Like, I mean,
I'm saying
unless
change your
witness protection,
right? Witness protection is what I literally said. Or yeah, I guess change your appearance a little bit and be like, I am
well,
not going to hang
do
out
witness
in Miami.
Witness protection. He's trying to sell albums still.
That's what I don't understand. I feel like that's extremely. You got to be looking over your shoulder constantly. I would think, and I don't know. Maybe that story was oversimplified or blown out of proportion. Maybe there's not that many people right. who are furious with him. But at the time, people were like, this dude is going to get killed now. And I thought, well, then he needs to do something because I understand taking the
deal. I just saw
an
interview where he talks about always having security with him because other rappers, you know, have been killed. So he said he always has security, but they said in the story today he didn't. So I don't know what happened.
Yeah, where were they in that video? They're nowhere
maybe
around. I mean, I guess they don't follow him into the bathroom at LA Fitness or
like
the sauna.
He's only got $6 million in his account. Maybe he's like, I can't afford security all the time. I bet you full security is expensive, man.
That's what I was thinking.
He said,
like,
he
if you
not-
stop, I mean, really, if you stop to think about it, like, I'm going to have full security, maybe one or two guys. You got to be paying those guys. I mean, think just because of pure market value of what a guy who might walk around with Kanye or Jay-Z or I don't even know, Lil Wayne, right? Like, what kind of money do they get?
I have no idea.
It's got to be an exorbitant amount that these guys pay him. And if you're trying to pay a guy, what, $500,000 a year? There's two of them. That's $1 million a year. You got $6 million in your bank account. You're not making any more records.
Yeah,
your security starts
paid.
To go down low. I mean,
there was something about that guy that was Britney Spears.
I guarantee you Jay-Z pays a lot of money in personal security. Like, more money than most people can think that they could make in a lifetime. I guarantee you he's paying that in months.
Could be. It could
There's
be.
No
I don't
way.
Know. I really have no idea. I mean, I know that you can hire off-duty police officers, and I know that costs anywhere from $100 to a few hundred dollars an hour, right? So you figure if you're getting someone who's former military or it's a bouncer, whatever, they've got some sort of training that you would think it's going to cost you at least like maybe $100 an hour.
I'm going to have to guess it's more than that if you're really trying to get somebody. Because, again, it's the law of supply and demand. So if you're looking for somebody who's actually going to kick somebody's ass for you and make sure that you're safe, there's not a lot of people out there who do that.
Well, it just said that he didn't have his personal security with him, but that's all I saw. It didn't say that he no longer has personal security. It just said he didn't have him with him. And maybe they don't go into the sauna with you.
And I'm guessing if you're 6'9 and you turned state's evidence, the price of personal security goes up.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, yo, that money's more. Now you got to get like mafia type of personal security.
Yes.
And those guys ain't doing it for cheap.
No, that's when you take that $6 million and you buy a house in Idaho and use the rest of it, the $5 million, to build a wall around
it. You're one of those guys and you get called by Kanye, or this guy who turned state's evidence. You're like, well, this guy's crazy.
Yes.
All I got to do is grab him and put him in a car. This guy, literally, there's members of a gang who want to kill him. I'm going to have to fight every time we go to the goddamn gym. Kanye doesn't have to fight when he goes to the gym. And the worst person Kanye's going to fight is what? Antonio Brown, maybe, if they get crazy together?
Yeah, they're mostly like, hey, I don't know if you should say that. Well, I guess he doesn't really have anybody doing that either.
No, right. I mean, the security guard doesn't care what he says.
No.
As long as you don't get hurt.
I mean, I guess it does make sense, too, though, that you wouldn't have a security guard in the bathroom with you at the LA Fitness. Maybe you think, like, it looks okay here. They said sauna. It looks like the bathroom to me. It doesn't look like he's getting beat up in a bathroom.
Well, that's what my sauna is in my bathroom.
Looks like a regular big public bathroom, huh?
That's where the sauna is in my gym.
Yeah.
So you go in, there's like a bathroom, then you go through. It's not like right by the toilet. Then you go down a little bit, and there's showers. And then you go down a little bit, and there's a sauna.
Yeah. It's
like a giant all-one area type of thing.
Yeah. So if you just see the video, it just looks like he's getting beat up in front of the sinks, you know, in the bathroom.
That's where they shave and stuff.
So did that, you know, those guys are filmed. Were those guys waiting for him, or did they just happen to run into him at an LA Fitness?
I'm positive that guy was in there, and he was
like. They weren't wearing gym clothes.
He
was. The
were
guy
they staking them out?
Oh, were they?
It looks like
it looked to me like he had a black T-shirt on and black.
He had shorts on. Workout
shorts. Yeah, but again,
I thought he had shorts.
It's Florida, so you're wearing shorts anyway.
True.
But he looked like he could be working out at least. He had shorts and he wasn't like dressed up or anything. He had shorts and a T-shirt on. Maybe you're just like, yo. And somebody's like, hey, man, that's this guy. He turned state's evidence on some of our buddies. He's like, you know what? I'm going to punch that rat in the head. Like, what? Like, that's right. Not a thing. That's crazy, right?
No, I don't think so either. I think that could
be what
it was.
Not even me in the gang, or you're friends with someone in the gang, or he turned state's evidence on someone we knew in high school, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to kick that kid's ass. And
other rappers are making fun of him today. It's a bad day for Tekashi 6ix9ine. So.
Well, you know, other rappers should slow their roll a little bit.
Well, let's see.
There's only
it?
Some of them that I would actually be scared of. Most of them, you're like,
who's he
okay.
Badass? Chief Keef. Apparently,
I do
he's
like
making
Chief
fun
Keef.
Of him a little bit.
I do. All right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I would
who
be
is.
A little worried of Chief Keef. If Chief Keef was in here right now, I might not talk a bunch of.
Right? No, not
I might
at
not
all.
Talk a bunch of. Might ass. Not. So you know, well, you're just saying other rappers. I'm like, who's yelling? Like Lil Yachty or something? Is he yelling at him? I don't know if he's tough or not. But as soon as you said Chief Keef, I was like,
yeah,
you know what?
You know what? Today sucks.
All right,
yeah.
I'll back up, Love Sosa. I'm all right. We're good.
The Church of Laszlo.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.